joining our program today. You're listening to Fire Shut Up in My Bones. And I want us to turn to Matthew chapter 16. Right, and we'll start reading in verse 6. Matthew chapter 16, verse 6. And it says here, actually, we'll start reading in verse 5. And it says, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, is it because we have taken no bread? Which then Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? Do ye not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves of 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that ye do not understand that I spake it unto you concerning bread, that ye shall beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I ask you to bless this time that we have. I pray that people get something out of this message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so background story of this. You know, the disciples were to meet Jesus. And when they finally met him, Jesus decided to take some time to teach his disciples. Amen. And it says, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. I really love it how Jesus takes time to teach his disciples. I love that. I love how my dad, my friend, Brother Tom, my pastor, they take the time to try to teach me something, probe me, ask me some questions. David W. Daniels. There's so many that God has blessed me with. Well, not really that much, many, but a few that are apt to teach. Okay, and that's what Jesus is doing here. He's saying, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. You see, the Pharisees and Sadducees, and I'm just going to mention a few, they believed a lot of false doctrine and taught a lot of false doctrine. Okay, for instance, in John 9:16, they denied, the Sadducees and Pharisees denied that Christ was God. John 9:16 says, therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. Okay, they're basically saying he's not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was division among them. Okay, hey, you can say they create division. They denied that Jesus was God in verse 24 of John chapter 9. It says there, then again called they the man that was blind. This is the man that Jesus gave sight to. And he said unto him, these are the Pharisees talking now, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. Then said they said that Jesus, they were trying to say that Jesus was not God. That's very important. That's a very important doctrine that Jesus is God. The Bible says, I and the Father are one. Okay, the Bible says in John chapter 3, if ye don't believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. What is he saying there? Jesus is God. Okay, that's a very important doctrine. If you don't believe that Jesus is God, you will die in your sins. Okay, the Pharisees and Sadducees taught that doctrine that Jesus is not God. Okay, they didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Okay. They denied that Jesus was God. All right, we went through that. They said that Jesus was born of fornication. Guys, who teaches that today? Sometimes the History Channel is blasphemous. They said things about our Lord, you know, trying to deny that Jesus was born of a virgin. These Bible translations take out virgin and replace that word with young woman, that a young woman was with child, denying the virgin birth. They said, and they said that Jesus was born of fornication in John 8:41. Ye do the deeds of your father. Oh, I put the wrong one in it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, these were the idiots again, we be born not of fornication. Okay, what they were trying to say was that Jesus Christ's birth was the result of Mary committing adultery with a man. And that's how he came out. That didn't happen. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He was born of a virgin. And that's important because Jesus Christ is sinless. If his dad was an earthly man, then that means he would have inherited the sinful nature that came from Adam. And you know that that sin is not allowed in heaven. And without a clean, spotless Savior, a sinless Savior, to die on the cross for our sins, to buy us with his blood, means that if that didn't happen, that means we will not go to heaven. Jesus Christ is the spotless Lamb. It says that, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the whole world in John 1:29. The Pharisees and Sadducees didn't believe that and taught against that stuff. Okay? So, the Pharisees and Sadducees had many false teachings about Jesus Christ. Okay? I'm just mentioning these few. Now, when you think of false doctrines, we could think of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church talks about praying to Mary, working for your salvation. The thing is, you're only supposed to be praying to God and asking God for salvation. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Who's the me? Jesus Christ. He's the only way to heaven. There is no name written among men. Let me get that verse for you. I didn't plan on getting that. All right. Acts 4:12. Now look at this, okay? As it pertains to praying to Mary and all this stuff, neither is there salvation in any other. Salvation is not through Mary. You cannot get saved through Mary. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Buddha doesn't get you saved. The false doctrine of Christian Science, which is this stuff doesn't exist. Hinduism, this stuff doesn't exist. And all this kinds of stuff. Buddhism, that doesn't get you saved. Allah doesn't get you saved. It's just a stupid statue. Neither is salvation in any other. That means any other false idol that's out there, you can't get saved by it. Okay? So those any religion that says you can get saved apart through believing on Jesus Christ is a false doctrine. Okay? And then it says in Acts 4:12, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Okay? So I'll give you an idea. I just gave you an idea of false doctrines. What is it? Any teachings that is not rooting in Scripture, and any religion that teaches you how to get saved apart from Jesus Christ, believing in Christ, that's definitely a false doctrine. So the Pharisees and Sadducees had many false teachings. And that's what God is trying to warn his disciples and us today. Then said Jesus unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I want to preach a sermon today. And this was a blessing to me this week when I read it in the scripture. I want to preach a sermon. Beware of false doctrine. There's a lot of false doctrines out there. A lot of false teachings. I mentioned false religions. You might have a pastor, so-called pastor, teaching that the that the New King James Bible is just commentary. I'm here to tell you that's false doctrine. You might have some an idiot named Oprah Winfrey who needs Jesus Christ saying Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Acts 4:12 refutes that. You might have a person that says you shouldn't be given into marriage like the Catholic Church. Well, the Bible says you can get married. It's better to get married than to fornicate, all right? Because fornication is wrong. The Bible says flee fornication. You might have preachers out there that say it's okay to cuss. Okay, there's a lot of false teachings out there. Let me go a step further. You might run into the Jehovah's Witnesses. You might run into the Calvinist. You know, the Calvinist, right? It's amazing. They even read the King James Bible, most of them. They believe that Jesus Christ didn't die for everybody on the cross to get saved. Look at. I didn't plan to read this. I'm all over the place sometimes. Apologize for that. But look at 1 John. I think it's chapter 1 or 2 or 2 or 1. When I get to those pages, I'll remember. 1 John. Yeah, okay. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1. Let's talk about Jesus, the propitiation. Propitiation here is talking about the atoning sacrifice for our sins, okay? And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Guys, there are many Bible verses that talk about how Jesus died on the cross for our sins. A famous one that you see on football helmets is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I can go on and on. There's so many, but for the sake of time, I read but a few. So Calvinists did teach a false doctrine, okay? The Lutherans now, first of all, Martin Luther didn't even want them to call themselves Lutheran. He wanted them to be called Christians. Look at them now. Methodists now, today, they're teaching false doctrines, all right? Let's keep going, okay? False doctrines, all right? That's the title of the message, all right? Let me explain to you also what leaven is in this verse. Take heed and beware of the leaven, okay? What is leaven, okay? Jesus is using this to beware of false doctrine, but here's what leaven is. Leaven is yeast. It's used to make things ferment. Fermentation causes things to break down, to spoil. That's how beer is made. That's how wine is made. The first group of people to make that disgusting drink were the Egyptians. They took barley to make beer. Man, I'm getting off topic, but I had this guy. He went to a good church, man. I won't mention the church's name out of respect for the pastor, but that pastor can teach the Bible. He's a good pastor, man. I love him. He's a good man. But one of the guys that came out of his church, he really hated that pastor for whatever reason. I don't know why. I mean, he had a problem with the man of God. But all of a sudden, he called me up and told me he's brewing beer in the backyard. You know, I was like, I broke off fellowship with him because he just refuses to do right. But anyway, woe unto the man that giveth his neighbor strong drink, okay? So anyway, yeast, that's leaven, causes things to break down, causes things to spoil. Let me tell you something about false doctrine. That's what false doctrine does. It causes things to break down, ferment, spoil. You take a little bit of leaven in your life, just a little bit. You say, oh, I can hang around them. They're not going to change me. I like these people. They're nice to me. Leaven will always do what it was supposed to do, and that's make things ferment. A little bit of leaven will do that, okay? And I'm going to talk to you about how potent leaven is with a verse. All right, so let's keep going. All right, so we see our first point here. Beware of false doctrine. Beware of false doctrine. Okay, notice with me in this verse, Jesus says, take heed. What does the word heed mean? Heed, according to the Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, it means to mind, to regard with care, to take notice of, to attend, to observe. You know, I really do thank the Lord that he's given me pretty good discernment. I'm always suspicious of things. Okay, give me 1 second. Computer's messing up. Okay, after church Sunday night, I went to go run on the treadmill, and they had the movie The Matrix. A lot of you know that movie Matrix, you know, with Keanu Reeves, and but there was he went to a room, and this kid was bending the spoon, saying that one cannot bend a spoon. That's impossible. You must believe that the spoon doesn't even exist. Nothing exists, and you can warp stuff. You know, that's actually a doctrine of Buddhism and Hinduism, where you know none of this is a reality. Now, you know, people that watch that movie and really like that movie, they might be susceptible to accepting Buddhism. Okay, but my point is this: never accept any type of saying without being suspicious of it and backing it up with the Bible. You know, everyone wants to say, oh, you know, especially Christians, man, good grief. They'll say, oh, yeah, karma is going to get him. Why are you mentioning something from a devilish religion? Okay, you shouldn't even name demonic names among yourselves. You shouldn't even be conforming to the world. Be very careful what you're saying and doing. Okay, be suspicious of it. That's actually what walking circumspectly according to the scripture actually means. All right, so take heed and be aware. The Bible talks about walking circumspectly. That has the thought of walking around in a circle, making sure you're not slipping into any booby traps. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming times because the days are evil. So watch out for that stuff. Okay, I think there's one verse that says, he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. That's talking about you jump right into whatever someone is offering you, a false doctrine perhaps. You jump in it and accept it without giving it any thought. Okay, you know, and another one is those crazy Masons. Okay, they worship the false idol Baphomet. There's a lot of Southern Baptists into Masons. All right. Okay, so that's what it means to take notice. The word heed means to take notice, to attend, to observe. You guys, me included, we have to really take notice of foolishness and false doctrines around us. The word beware in this verse where it says take heed and be aware, it's for me, the definition is very strong to me. It says, according to Noah Webster's 1828 dictionary, it literally means to restrain or guard oneself from, hence to regard with caution. Look, guys, you can't be playing games with witches in it. You can't be watching Ghostbusters, playing Ouija board, reading Harry Potter. You have to be careful of those doctrines. Approach them with caution. Set those things on fire. Get them out of your house. It says to restrain oneself from anything that may be dangerous, injurious, or improper, to avoid, to take care, followed by before the thing that is to be avoided. It needs to be avoided, okay? So be aware, all right? Be aware. Yeah, that's good. Beware false prophets. Mike Muir, if you're listening to this, you know, you and I have been talking about false prophets and things like that. You know, people that say they're Christians, but they're not. It's just a trick. You know, the Bible talks about, no marvel, because even Satan himself can change himself into an angel of light. That's in Corinthians. Okay, don't be surprised when someone, not everyone that says they're a Christian is saved. Okay, they're not Christians. So be careful of that. Matthew, this is right up your alley, Mike Mira, if you're listening to this. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Look at this, guys. Here's that word, beware. Beware of false prophets, Jesus says, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, that's talking about inside, the inside, they are ravening wolves. So they come to you in disguise, but these guys, they're disguised as good people, but they're not, they're killers. It says, now, how can you tell they're killers? You shall know them by their fruits. Hey, what are they producing? Are they producing wickedness, cussing, and followers that are just sinful? It says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? What do they gravitate to? Do they like drinking beers, stuff that causes fights? Do they like communism? Do they preach that from the pulpit? Are they against freedom? What are they gathering to themselves? Harmful things or biblical things? In verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Hey, if you're going to a church and most of those people inside of there are wicked, check the pastor. Because if the pastor is preaching good stuff from the Bible, wicked people don't want to be in there. Okay, they'll either get saved, get right, or leave. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Okay? Wherefore, Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. So beware of that. Beware of false prophets. But one way you can tell if they're idiots is, what are they producing? Wickedness? You know, if a pastor is at the strip club, there's something wrong. You know, you might laugh at what I just said, but man, sad to say, that is reality. I saw a pastor up there with two Heineken beer bottles in his hand, lifting it up in the air. What a joke. Point number two, false doctrine leads to hell. I mentioned earlier, you know, Catholicism, Buddhism, Islam, all these religions, any religion that tries to tell you how to get saved apart from what the Bible says, it leads straight to hell. You might be praying to Mary right now, but guess what? Mary can't save you. She was a sinner, right? If you're putting your salvation hope in that, I'm sorry. You're going to hell, and I'm here to warn you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, just by believing in Him. If you believe in Jesus, that He's the only way to heaven, and ask Jesus to save you, He will save you. False doctrine leads to hell. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, let's turn there real quick here. 2 Peter. I always skip Peter by accident. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Once again, Mike, this is right up your alley since we've been talking about false teachers and stuff. But there were false prophets also among the people. Okay? Even as there shall be false teachers among you. Hey guys, you will always run into a false teacher that's trying to tell you stupid stuff, who privily in private shall bring in damnable heresies. Okay, you say, what type of damnable heresies? Here it is right here. Even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring up themselves swift destruction. It's basically saying you're going to encounter false teachers that are saying that Jesus Christ didn't buy you with His blood. With His blood. You know how the Bible says, for the wages, that's payment, of sin is death. That's eternal hellfire. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Okay, look. His blood washed away your sins. It paid it all. It paid all your sins. And if you believe in Him, you're going to heaven. Well, there's some people that will tell you that didn't happen. Those are damnable heresies, according to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. And guess what? If you don't believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, you're not going to want to ask Jesus to save you. And sadly, that's gonna toss you straight into hell. And the people that preach that stuff, they curse themselves. It says they bring upon themselves swift destruction. Okay? Let's keep going. Point number three. Verify doctrine with the Bible. You say, hey, Darian, how can I tell that these people are false teachers? I didn't mention you'll know them by their fruits. What are they producing? You know, I have friends that I talk to, you know, about this stuff. And you're like, man, that guy can't be a Christian. He cusses. He's a Satanist. What are they doing? They're examining their fruits. Okay? So that's one way you could tell if these people are false teachers. Okay? But verify them with the Bible. In 1 John chapter 4, let's go there. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Man, it's okay. Benny Hinn, all these false preachers out there saying that they can heal people, fanning their jackets on people, and they're dropping backwards. You know, people, oh, the Holy Spirit knocked me out in church. There's a lot of false idiots out there in the world. If you just call this number and order my holy water, you'll be healed of everything. It's 1995. That's rubbish. Verse 2, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Okay? Hey, Jesus came in flesh and died on the cross for our sins. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come. And even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children. Okay, let me stop there. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. How do you do that? With the Bible. The Bible talks about comparing spiritual things. Let me see. I forgot that verse. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. I hope you have your Bibles with you, because it will really help you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. He's saying, hey, we're not preaching this stuff from our own wisdom. It's from God. But which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You want to know if someone is teaching you the right doctrine or false doctrine? Read the Bible as much as you possibly can. Memorize it. And you'll know if someone is doctrinally correct. You know, I remember I was half asleep in my car on my lunch break listening to some Christian radio. And I jumped that out of my seat. And I said, that can't be right. I read and I opened my Bible to that passage and you was reading the wrong Bible. Okay? I turned that station off. Let's see. There was another verse I wanted to mention. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with readiness of mind. They were motivated and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Guys, if you want to know if the preacher is preaching right stuff, read the Bible. Follow them with the Bible. Okay? Point number 4. Now, we saw, beware of false doctrine. Hey, pay attention. Don't take things hook, line, and sinker, okay? Take heed, be aware of the leaven, okay? Because the Pharisees are going to try to teach you nonsense. All these Judaizers that crept into the church, they're going to try to teach you nonsense. These people that talking about, oh, speaking in tongues. Oh, what was he doing? He was speaking in tongues. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. Guys, that is straight out of hell. Speaking in tongues is basically talking in a different language, okay? The Holy Spirit caused Peter to communicate the doctrine, the gospel to people in a different language. That's like, man, he never spoke Spanish before, and all of a sudden he's speaking Spanish and preaching the word of God, and then you have a translator in the back. What did he say? Oh, he definitely said, he definitely did speak to you in Spanish and said that Jesus saves, okay? This hubba. I mean, who can translate that? What did he say? I don't know. Come on, man. Okay, but so we see, point number 1 is beware of false doctrine. Point number 2, false doctrine leads to hell. You know, any religion apart from Jesus Christ is a false religion, will send you to hell because only Jesus saves. Point number 3, verify the doctrine with the Bible. Proverbs, and then lastly, we come to our last point. Get away from the source of the leaven. Get away from that. It will spoil you. It will spoil you. Why? Why? Why get away from the leaven? You say, oh, I can hang around those people. They won't affect me. It's not going to happen. You know, I have had people tell me that. Oh, they're telling me about this and that and about that. I could do that. You know, the New King James Bible is just commentary. Real quick, go with me to, I think it's 2 Corinthians. Let me make sure. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. This is what it says in the the inspired word of God preserved in the English language. For we are unto God a sweet savior of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. Look, when you got saved, you're saved. It's a done deal. John 10:28, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. In the New King James Bible, you know what it says? And those that are being saved. That's going to cause doubt. Like Pastor Fugate said, anything that causes doubt is straight out of hell. Beloved, you're saved. It's a done deal. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're saved immediately. It is not a process. Or
salvation is not a process. It's not, all right, you have to take a few months of this and a few months of that, and finally, you'll be saved.
No, that's not what the Bible says. You will be saved. The Bible says you shall be saved once you believe in Jesus and ask him to save you. Okay? Let's keep going with this. Okay? Yeah, so get away from the source of the leaven. Getting away from the source of the leaven. Okay? Don't be deceived. Look, the greatest, I don't even want to say it like this, but let me just say it like this. The greatest Christian is still susceptible to leaven, false doctrine. You have got to get away from it, because you're susceptible to it. It will affect, you know, it's funny, sadly. What's that guy's name? The guy that wrote the Henry Morse, you remember him? Somebody knocked him off his faith a little bit, and he contacted David W. Daniels to help him, you know, get him back on track. What, you know, when someone says they knocked him off his faith, that means he started to believe in the doubt. Somebody was influencing him the wrong way. He should have gotten away from those that were messing with him. It will always affect you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9 says, a little leaven, a little bit of leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. You have a little bit of false doctrine coming into the church, just a little bit. All it takes is one person. Don't be surprised when the whole church is affected. You know, let me tell you something. Right. And this goes back to walking circumspectly. I remember I was a part of a church where they weren't walking circumspectly in some cases. Okay. And God had to intervene to protect that wonderful church. Okay. Because the devil wants, hey, look, the devil's not going to attack big ministries and things like that, that don't care about the things of God, that don't preach against sin. He's going to attack the churches that are preaching against sin, that are trying to disciple people, lead people to the Lord, and watch them get saved. Okay, so what happened was, when I was a kid, this Mason guy came into the church, right? He had the Mason ring on the finger, and we teenagers were like, wow, this guy, everybody, every teenager that were actually, I was not a teenager. I was in my early 20s. But the teenagers noticed that. And they're like, man, that doesn't seem right. Okay? And this is what happened. He became a member of the church. Okay? All right? And I believe the church constitution forbids that. But anyway, he had the Mason ring on. They worshiped Baphomet. And he became a member of the church. Now he's a member. He can get involved in the bus ministry. Possibly teaching the class and things like that. Okay? What do you think the devil sent him there for? A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. He was there to try to recruit some people. And God intervened. He got cancer. He never came back. God had to say, you know what? You guys are not paying attention. I'm going to have to take care of this problem. You know, I'm not saying, you know, who knows? I could be wrong. But I think God intervened there and protected that church. And also, too, you know, I mean, saying that, maybe someone has listened to this and got offended and got mad at me for mentioning that about not walking circumspectly. The teenagers saw that and were perplexed as to why that man was allowed to become a member of that church with a Mason ring finger on. It bothered them. So I want you to really pay attention to that. What we do and say affects teenagers that are trying to do right. Let's not confuse the teenagers. If you say, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, and the Bible says a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, and then we don't pay attention and let some guy that's a Mason become a member of the church, be very careful. You know, if you're upset with me, I'm sorry, but that, you know, that's Bible, okay? But walk circumspectly, all right? A little leaveneth the whole lump. Hey, Dr. Ron Fenwick was heavy on preaching against sin. What he advocated was if a person comes into church, you run them up onto the altar to get saved. Run them down, or preach what the Bible says and run them out. Because if they're comfortable in sin, they're going to try to get the others to do the sin with them. A little leaven, right? That's false doctrine. Leaveneth, affect, decay the whole church. You have to preach against sin. You don't have to be mean or nasty about it. You know, for crying out loud, I'm in a church where they're very loving and they preach the word of God in a loving way. But there's people out there who still call the church militant and mean and divisive and all that. Okay, preach in season and out of season. Don't care what they have to say. So a little leaveneth the whole lump. My point is that all it takes is just a little bit to affect you, decay you, destroy you, mess you up. You have to get away from it. Okay? Proverbs 19:27. We'll stop here. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. Oh, man. Brother Tom loves the Proverbs. He hit on this in his sermons. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. Okay? You have someone, after you verified him from the scripture, like, you know what? What he's saying is not biblical. Right? You need to get away from him. Don't try to out-debate him. Don't try to debate him. Get away from him. You already know that you're right. That guy that's trying to give you false doctrine, he has his mind made up. Get away from them. I had to learn the hard way. Calvinists argue with me, even got mad at me for crying out loud. Right? You know what I did? I turned them off. Recently, a person was trying to tell me that the pages of my Bible, this Bible here, the words of God, is just paper. I turned them off. He already has his mind made up. I'm not going to try to convince him. I already know it's right. The Bible's right. So cease. That means to stop. My son, to hear the instruction, okay, doctrines, teaching, whatever, that causes to err from the words of knowledge, the Bible. I sent that to a pastor one time. He was asking me, do I want to sit down with him with an open mind and discuss these things? You know, how the New King James Bible is not that bad. I sent him that verse. He got mad at me. Listen to me. The people who wrote the New King James Bible, one of them was a Jesuit. The same people that were on the committee to write the NASV or whatever, the NIV, they helped write the New King James Bible. What do you think they're trying to do? They're trying to get people from the people away from the Word of God. That's of the devil. Okay? Cease. Get away from them. And I hope that was a blessing to you. I might have gone on a lot of rabbit trails, but I hope something in the message really helped you out, as it did me. And let's pray. Lord, I hope I wasn't mean by some of the statements I made earlier, and if I was, forgive me. But Lord, whoever is listening to this message, I really do pray that they beware of false doctrine. There's a lot of false doctrine out there, Lord, and I pray that you guide them to the right church and get with a pastor that preaches the right stuff, Lord. Help me, help them, and everyone else listen to this. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.